You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Junko Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. Sooner or later, you're going to have to buy something, or you're going to buy something you shouldn't have. In fact, you probably already did.
Yes.
It sounds like I just did. Even the queen of auctions herself, Lynn Drawley, makes buying mistakes. What?
What?
No.
What?
I'm shocked. And she's here now to tell you how you can learn from these buying mistakes. Lynn, what can you learn from a buying mistake?
Hi, Griffin Lee. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
So great to be back on your show. There's so much you can learn. I'll tell you, I don't think there's any better teacher than actually spending that cold, hard cash and buying something you shouldn't have. That's how I learn the quickest. Yeah. Don't you agree?
Well, I do. I mean, just this last week, I bought a six-pack of underwear on eBay.
I was thinking it was going to be beer, Griff.
No, it was a six-pack of underwear. I buy my underwear in six-packs. And it said one size fits all. And the mistake, I believed it. But I didn't read the fine print, which is that wasn't true. So it was a mistake for me not to read the fine print, which was that it's only for the equivalent of up to large. So and the buying mistake was very public because I opened these things up at my cube. And they look like underpants for little boys, and I can't fit into them. So it was a terrible buying mistake. It only cost me trouble.
And my very first thing that I went out and bought specifically to sell on eBay, I went thrifting.
Yes, Lee.
This was like 2 years ago, and I bought a little statue.
Okay.
And I looked that statue over really carefully. It was a pirate statue.
Right.
I took pictures of it in the thrifting store, turned it around and made it go. Just everything was perfect. Got it home, looked great. John started to pack it, and we noticed that the sword was missing.
Oh. Was missing.
Just missing. I hadn't even noticed it. It had broken off. You could barely see the place where it had broken off.
You know how many times I do that? I buy something, I think it's perfect, I get it back here, I list it, I take the picture, and then I notice, oh my God, it's cracked or it's repaired so many times. I think that's happened to all of us.
So what do we do about it?
Well, you know, I have to say, like when I started buying dinnerware 15 years ago, I knew enough, but I didn't really know as much. And after spending so much money and over the years on different sets, I've really learned which ones to buy and which ones not to buy. In fact, you guys at the eBay Radio, when I go to speak, you know what you nicknamed me, my mob nickname?
What?
Dishes. Lynn Dishes Drawley.
Lynn Dishes.
That's how much I've learned about dishes. And, you know, I think buying mistakes can really, really teach you a lot. I got to tell you about one I made just last weekend. I was at a thrift store, and there was a whole basket of Pez dispensers on the front counter. And what did I start thinking?
Piero Midiar.
Exactly, and I'm going to make a fortune, because right around from where your radio station is that huge display of those, right, in the front office of San Jose eBay? Isn't there a Pez wall right there, or am I mistaken?
Yeah, there are Pezes there.
Yeah, and so I thought, okay, I'm going to make a fortune with these. So I picked out 22 of them, paid $2 each, $44, get up to the counter, and I'm like, can I use my mom's senior discount? Hey, for all of you that aren't seniors yet, try this. It works. They're like, sure. And if my mom isn't even in the store, I'll go, Mom!
So you drag your mother around for the discount.
Or pretends to drag her around for the discount.
Well, I did have my mom there that day, but it's so cute. Most of the time, they're like, okay, lady, fine. We'll just let you use your mom's discount. You don't need to yell anymore. And if my mom isn't in town, I'll use my kids' student ID, too. So I got an extra 10% off. Then I got home, you guys, and started researching. Pez dispensers aren't worth a whole lot more than the $2 each I paid.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But I did learn something really valuable. Do you know what year they started putting the feet on?
On the Pez dispensers?
No, I don't.
When?
Okay. In 1987 is when they started putting the feet on the bottom. The ones that are pre-1987, the ones that don't have that extra little feet, or those extra feet, they're worth more. So that was worth $44 less 10% for me to learn that. Next time I'm digging through Pez's, I'm going to look for the ones without feet.
You had a seminar on Pez's for $45. you learn.
You know what? And you know what? I will not make that mistake again. So, I really do think it's a great learning experience. a really big mistake that I made recently was I saw Precious Moments, a huge collection, about 90 of them. So I was like, okay, they want $5 each. I'm going to offer them less. Because I thought, when I see 90 of the same item, I think 90 easy listings. Because you know what I'm talking about. Same category, same weight, same starting price. You can get a ton of listings out of a huge collection like that. So I drove away. I called my brother because I didn't have cell service. I said, can you get on the internet and search for me and get me an average price? And he says, okay, it's 37 something. I'm like, okay, score. I go back. I offer them $4 each. And I got them, and I ended up driving away with them. And my brother calls me, and he goes, oh, by the way, in my research, I didn't take out the big, huge lots of 150 pieces. Do you think that'll skew the price they're worth? I go, oh!
Oh, brother.
You know, listening to you talk about your mistakes is sort of like watching a model on TV, and she's gorgeous, and all of a sudden she says, but, you know, I do have cellulite. And we
Thank
all
you.
Breathe a sigh of relief.
Well, you know what? We're all totally human, and that's what makes this business so much fun. But when my brother told me that, my heart sank, and I was like, I couldn't tell him, you know, it was going to matter. I said, oh, no, I'll do fine with them. So you've never seen me list anything so fast. I got those 90 on. I worked like 12-hour days to get those stupid things listed. And
wow.
I know, and I did learn something about Precious Moments. Do you guys know that in addition to the signature, there is a mark on the base that shows what year it was released?
No.
Okay, before 1981, there's no extra little mark. For those of you looking at Precious Moments figurines, if there's a triangle, it was 1981, you can go on the internet and see which different symbol there is for each year, but I learned something that day, too. I'm always going to look for pre-1981 Precious Moments because they won't have that extra little mark on the base. So I learned something else. And, you know, funny thing is, I put those on at $40 each, and you know what? They're selling. I can't even believe it.
Lynn, wow. Shouldn't you have done your research before you bought them?
You know, okay, this is a great question. And my grandma said this probably 60 years ago in her antique store. She would tell customers, the time to buy it is when you see it. You walk away, You risk losing that buy, and you've got to jump. You got to take risks, you guys, and that's one thing that I'm really good at. I'm the first one to open my wallet. And you know what? It really hasn't hurt me. Somehow, I know enough that I don't really ever lose money, and I will learn. Like the Pez thing, some of those will sell at $10 each. You know what I mean? I will get my 40-some
sure,
dollars
yeah.
back.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, but I think that in life, we all have to take risks, or you're never going to get the big rewards.
And I'm so glad you said that because everything in business is in some way a potential risk.
It's part of the meaning of being an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
It is.
There's no guarantees.
I agree. And I think that that's one of the biggest mistakes that buyers make is they don't take those risks. They've got to take those risks. You know what? You see a beautiful dinnerware set. You don't know that much about it, but it's $100 and there's 50 to 100 pieces. That's only 50 cents to a dollar a piece. Buy it and try it. You know, I think you'll at least get your money back. But you do. You got to jump in and go for things.
So what can we look up when we're standing there in a thrift store?
You know, I find that people are grabbing stuff so fast these days, it's insane, and everyone's got their phones out. When I'm in a thrift store, I usually don't bother to do much research, but I will put a lot of things in a basket or on the counter saying customer's still shopping, and then I will pull out my phone, and I'll get on a website and look up maybe the pattern name to see what the stuff is worth. I do very, very little research in the field because I pretty much know what I'm doing, but I do think that you should make a pile and then edit later. You can always edit later, but I don't know if you guys have been out there lately, but it's really competitive.
Oh, it is competitive.
So yes. A lot of people with their phones in their hand, right?
It is, and it's just like, oh, for goodness sakes. You know, you've got to have that little extra edge. You've got to have some kind of a niche, or, you know, you got to be quick, and you got to kind of know what you're looking for.
What is one of the biggest mistakes that sellers make, do you think, when buying?
You know what? I think that they are really just too cautious again. You know, I think that people are like, oh, my gosh. You know, when you're at a garage sale and something's $20, you think it's a fortune. You know what I mean? But if you're in Macy's or, you know, one of the high-end stores, what's $20? It's really nothing. So I think that you've got to get out of that mindset of, I'm in a garage, you know what I mean? I'm in a garage sale or I'm at a thrift store. And you've got to be more in the mindset of, okay, it's $20. I can at least get 40. And start taking those risks and going for, you know, higher ticket prices. We all want to sell bigger ticket priced items. It's much easier to ship those than $10 items.
And do you have a cutoff price?
You know, not anymore, Lee. I used to. I used to tell new buyers, don't spend more than $5 unless you know what you're doing. You know, now I say, you know, go for, you know, it depends upon your comfort zone, of course, and your budget and what kind of finances you have. But, you know, go for 20, go for 50, go for 100. I'm not saying spend $1,000. That no way. You know what I mean? Not unless you really know what you're doing. But, you know, what's 50 or 100 these days? It's like a $5 bill used to be.
You can find her at thequeenofauctions.com. Do you have your books listed there?
I do. I have all my 100 best books, and you guys are in a couple of those.
We are. See,
I gotta buy one for my mother.
Someone's noticed us.
Really? Okay, I'm gonna circle it and send it to both of you.
Oh, thank you.
It's a red letter day.
Thank you. No,
I love the six pack story, Griff.
I'm excited.
The what story?
The six pack story.
Oh, the six pack. Yeah,
yeah, you opening up little boy's pants. And, well, that didn't come out right.
No, and in fact, I'm appalled.
I'm sorry. That is not... See, I'm just getting over a cold.
Yeah, that's the excuse.
And I don't know what the heck I'm saying today.
Take another Zudafed.
Okay.
Lynn, thanks. It's always fun when you come by. And great advice as well.
Thank you.
This segment was brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. Up next, why you should register your business on eBay. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
How can you increase your profits without increasing sales? Simple. Source smarter. Let Genco Marketplace show you the hidden profit opportunity in retail returns and closeouts. We're America's largest wholesale liquidator, and every day we resell brand name merchandise to online sellers for a fraction of wholesale. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.